turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving deep into a world that can honestly make or break thousands of local businesses. We're talking about the digital battle for local visibility.
And we've got a really specific focus: the high-stakes home service market in and around Austin, Texas.
Okay, let's unpack this.
For sure. Our sources today, they really paint a clear picture of what it takes for a local business, you know, a plumber, an electrician, a roofer, to not just survive, but actually thrive.
Especially in a high-growth area like Travis or Williamson County.
Exactly. And what this all really boils down to is one critical asset: the Google Business Profile, or GBP.
Right. People used to call it Google My Business.
Same thing, new name, but it's more important than ever.
It really is. Your GBP isn't just a listing anymore. It's your digital storefront.
That's the perfect way to put it.
Forget the billboards, forget radio ads for a second. This profile is what decides if a customer even knows you exist when their AC dies and they need a fix, you know, right now.
So our mission today is to just distill the essential strategies, the non-negotiables for mastering this profile.
We're going beyond just like filling in your phone number.
Way beyond. We're talking about a targeted, data-driven approach, one that's designed to completely dominate local search and grab that market share.
And when we talk about grabbing market share, it really all comes down to one single metric. This is the thing that separates the market leader from the totally invisible. The local map pack.
The local map pack is the whole game. I mean, it is everything in local services.
Right.
Think about it. The last time your AC went out or you had a pipe burst, you didn't scroll through pages and pages of results.
No, you grab your phone.
You grab your phone, you type in emergency plumber near me, and bam, Google gives you a map with three, sometimes four, businesses listed right at the very top.
And those three spots are the map pack. Mm. The sources were just relentless on this point. The traffic distribution is so lopsided.
It's incredible. If your business isn't in one of those top three results, say you're a roofer in the 78704 zip code.
You're just gone.
You are immediately cut off from nearly half of all local search traffic on mobile. It's an instant, massive bottleneck on your leads.
So what's fascinating is understanding how Google even picks those three.
Right. It's not just who has the oldest website.
Or the most keywords stuffed onto a page.
No. Google's trying to be a trusted recommender. So it's looking at three core signals. Relevance, you know, does this business match the search? Distance, how close is it? And the big one, prominence.
Prominence. So trustworthiness.
Yeah.
Authority.
Exactly. It's all about authority. So we're not just optimizing a piece of software here.
No.
We're building a quantifiable signal that you are the local authority.
How do you build that?
Prominence is key. And it's built through a mix of high quality, targeted content and consistent positive user feedback.
So reviews.
Reviews are huge, yes. But it's also about your response rate to those reviews, the click-through rate on your listing. Google is measuring the whole trust level, not just checking boxes on a list.
Yeah, that sets the stakes perfectly. So let's get into strategy. How do you earn one of those top three spots? The sources were really clear that this has to be surgically tailored.
Oh, absolutely. You can't just be a generic Austin service provider.
So we have to get specific.
Precisely. You have to nail down the specific service and then connect that expertise directly to a specific area. Let's look at some of the industries we studied.
Yeah, the search intent is so different for each one. A plumber isn't just advertising pipe work.
No, they're trying to dominate very specific high-value searches like leak detection or water heater repair. Those are immediate, urgent needs.
And for an electrician, it shifts again. They're going after big ticket items like panel upgrades.
Or the real moneymaker, emergency electrical service. For HVAC, it's totally seasonal. You have to be optimized for AC repair in the Texas summer, but then ready for furnace maintenance when that rare cold snap hits.
And it's not just interior stuff. Roofers are chasing roof replacement and, given Texas weather,
hail damage repair. The sources really emphasize those reactive services.
Even landscaping is split between, you know, general lawn care, and then the higher margin construction work like hardscaping.
So you take that super specialized service and you marry it to a hyper-specific geography. That right there is the definition of hyperlocal Austin SEO.
It's not enough to say you serve Austin.
Not even close. You have to optimize for Travis and Williamson counties, like they're two completely different markets.
Okay, give us some of that geographic nuance. This is where the theory becomes, you know, really actionable. How does it change from one zip code to the next?
The map pack is so local that you can be number one in one neighborhood and totally invisible just a few blocks away.
Wow.
So think about downtown Austin, 78701. It's a dense commercial area. An electrician there needs to be screaming about commercial service and rapid response times.
But then you just drive, what, 4 minutes south to 78704, South Congress, Travis Heights. Suddenly it's older homes, boutique shops.
And the search intent totally changes. A plumber in 78704 needs to be talking about their expertise with older plumbing systems, with heritage homes. The keywords shift completely.
What about the historic neighborhoods like Hyde Park and North Loop? That's 78751.
Yep. That requires its own specialized approach. You're focusing on restoration, compliance issues with older buildings. It's a different customer.
And then you compare that to, say, Westlake Hills, 78746.
High-end residential. Those customers are way less price sensitive. They want premium service, specialized materials, brand reputation. Your optimization has to sound like you handle million-dollar roofs.
Whereas the booming areas like Pflugerville and Round Rock, 78660, 78664, that's a volume game.
Pure volume. Newer construction, high density. It's perfect for high volume HVAC installs, basic plumbing maintenance. You have to recognize that scale in your strategy.
So you can't just be an awesome plumber. You have to be the 78704 water heater expert and the 78664 new construction HVAC installer.
That is the core insight. And once you get that dual strategy, service plus geography, you have to execute the mechanics. And the sources point to five core things you have to do.
Okay, let's walk through these. These are the five things you absolutely have to be doing consistently to get into that map pack.
Number one, keyword-rich descriptions. And this is more than just listing what you do.
Right.
It's about crafting descriptions that tell Google exactly what you are and where you are. Use those high-value phrases. Licensed electrician in Austin. 247 leak detection service. If Google can't categorize you instantly, it won't rank you.
And that fits right in with number two, category optimization. It sounds so simple.
And it's one of the most common mistakes.
People pick a category that's too broad,
right,
thinking it'll get them more reach.
And it does the exact opposite. It dilutes their relevance. If you're a roofer, don't just put contractor. Be a roofing contractor. Be a gutter installer as your secondary. Specificity is power.
Okay, number three is where we connect all this digital stuff back to the real world. Geotagged image uploads.
This is huge. It's not enough to just upload a nice photo of a job you did.
You have to prove you're there.
You have to embed that proof in the file itself. Geotagging puts the GPS coordinates of where that photo was taken into the photo's metadata.
So if you upload a picture of a new roof and it's tagged with the GPS coordinates of a house in Hyde Park,
Google gets undeniable proof that you did a roofing job in Hyde Park.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So every single job becomes a location-verified digital signal. The file name example, roofingrepairhydepark.jpg. That's a best practice, then.
Precisely. And that authority gets cemented by the fourth pillar, review management strategy.
Google trusts customers more than it trusts the business.
Way more. So you need a system to actively get five-star reviews from happy customers. But, and this is critical, you have to respond to all of them, good and bad.
Why is the response so important? Isn't a ton of five-star reviews enough?
Volume is great, but responding shows you're engaged, you care. When a business responds quickly and professionally, especially to a negative review, it signals trustworthiness to Google and to future customers. It's that human element.
Okay, and the fifth foundational step, citation building. This sounds like doing your digital taxes.
That's a perfect analogy. It has to be perfect or the whole thing falls apart.
So this is the NAP, name, address, phone number.
And it has to be 100% consistent across every online directory. Yelp, Yellow Pages, everywhere. If your business name is slightly different on one, or the address uses Streak instead of Saint, Google's crawlers see that as an inconsistency and it hurts your trust score.
That brings up a good question. If you're a small business owner with limited time, which of these five gives you the quickest win?
For an immediate lift, correcting the glaring errors. Fix your NAP inconsistencies. Make sure your categories are perfect. Those are quick fixes to core data problems. But the sustained ranking, getting in the map pack and staying there, That comes from relentless review generation and those geotagged photos. You really need all five for the long term.
And that commitment, that brings us to the timeline. For a business just starting this, what's a realistic expectation? Because correcting your store hours is instant, but getting into the top three, that takes time.
And that's the hard truth our sources kept coming back to. This is a marathon, not a sprint. To get a consistent top three spot, you're looking at typically 3 to 6 months of dedicated, ongoing work.
3 to 6 months.
It requires patience. It requires dedication. It's achievable, but you have to stick with it.
That's such a critical piece of context. You can't just slip a switch and be number one tomorrow.
Right. And while you're running that marathon, the racetrack itself is changing under your feet. We have to talk about what's next, and it's happening right now. AI search optimization, or AIO.
AIO. We're hearing that term a lot more. How is that different from the SEO tactics we just laid out?
SEO was about optimizing your website so Google's algorithm could read your keywords and rank you. AIO is about structuring your data and your expertise so that AI assistants,
like Gemini or Perplexity.
Exactly. Gemini, Perplexity, Claude. It's so they can discover, understand, and then cite your brand as the definitive answer to a user's question.
So the goal isn't just to rank on a results page anymore. The goal is to be the direct recommendation when someone asks their AI, who's the best rated electrician in the 78751 zip code?
Precisely. And that requires a shift. It means using structured data, something called entity-based optimization. We're moving beyond keywords and treating your business as a specific, verifiable entity, an expert in water heater repair in Austin, not just a website with those words on it.
So you have to change how your information is presented online, make it more like a Q&A that an AI can easily understand.
Absolutely. The AI models are looking for facts, clear attribution. If your GBP and your website give clear, structured answers to common questions, what's the average cost of a panel upgrade? You are setting yourself up to be cited directly. It's how you make sure you exist in this new AI-driven economy.
That really pulls it all together. From the foundational work to the future-proofing you need to be doing today. So, to summarize the core takeaway for everyone listening, local visibility, especially in a market like Austin, is won through surgical, hyper-focused tactics.
You have to target specific service areas, specific customer needs with total precision. You have to build that authority through reviews and consistent data. And the whole strategy has to be focused on measurable results.
More phone calls, more requests for driving directions, more website clicks.
That's the only ROI that matters.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, it sounds like expertise in local SEO means you're doing two things at once. First, you have a deep understanding of the geography. You know the difference between optimizing for Westlake Hills versus Round Rock.
And second, you are immediately adapting to this new search world. The GBP optimization is just table stakes now. It's what keeps you in the game. But embracing AIO, that's what makes sure your brand is future-proofed as these AI assistants become the first place people go for answers.
Which leads us with a provocative final thought for you to think about. Given that ranking in the local map pack takes 3 to 6 months of hard, dedicated effort, and AI assistants like Gemini and Perplexity are already citing and recommending businesses right now, how quickly will a lack of AIO optimization make a local business completely invisible? What steps must local businesses take today to ensure they are recognized, cited, and recommended in this rapidly accelerating AI-driven search economy?
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.